Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jenna Cameron.
And I'm John Ritchie. We're the guys behind the 94 WIP Morning Show, the place Philly sports fans turn to every morning.
Eagles, Phillies, Sixers, Flyers, if it matters in this city, we're talking about it.
We bring real opinions, smart analysis, and yeah, some chaos too.
From breaking news to big name guests, it's all here.
Whether you're tailgating or stuck in traffic, we've got your Philly sports fix.
Follow and listen to the 94 WIP Morning Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and get new episodes every weekday.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, our YouTube feed. Is 94 WIP. Check it out there. Now, that's what I needed to say. That was a dominant win for the Philadelphia Eagles. That's what I was calling for. The Eagles needed to leave no doubt on Sunday, and they did that against the New York Giants. That game was a rout, and they did what they had to do against a football team that's just not very good in the New York Giants. The Giants, I wouldn't be surprised if they're last year's Bears, where they have that big collapse in Denver, and then they kind of passed away after that. They're gone. We don't talk about them the rest of the season, except in bad ways. The Eagles were the dominant team yesterday. They were the better team yesterday. Every facet of the game, defense, offense, special teams, they played big-time football yesterday against the New York Giants, 38-20. It wasn't even that close. Run of the ball for as many yards as they did, nearly 300. The last few weeks, you add it up, they're tied with the Colts for the highest yards per play in the NFL. This thing is moving in the right direction. Of course, yesterday it moved without A.J. Brown or Cam Jurgens, now into the bye at 6-2. Let's hand out five game balls for the Eagles' win over the New York Giants. All right, let's start here. Number one, a collective. I give the entire offensive line a game ball for yesterday. That was big-time stuff. 38 points on the board, 427 yards, 7.5 yards per play, 276 rushing yards yesterday, which is more than the Giants team had total rushing and passing yesterday. That was a big-time offense performance. That was the first time this year where you sat there and you said, you know, kind of looks like last year. It was the first time. It was the first time they had everything cooking, efficiency in the pass game, big-time burst in the running game, explosive plays, pass rush, swarming defense. It was the first time, and I understand the opponent was not very good, rookie quarterback on the road, all that kind of stuff, but it was the first time this season where you sat back and said, that's the real deal. That's it right there. That is what we're talking about. That's the O-line. And to do it today without Jurgens is a big deal because, you know, Choate is not, you know, a big-time, high-profile backup center. He's kind of just holding the fourth down. Hopefully Jurgens can get back. But the fact that they came out of this one relatively healthy up front, they're going to get 2 weeks to rest their bodies, and their bodies haven't seemed right as a collective the entire offseason. If they could bring this kind of intensity, this kind of play into Green Bay a couple Monday nights from now, that's a huge deal because that Green Bay team is for real. They are, what, 5-1-1, probably going to be 6-1-1 when the Eagles walk in there after they play the Panthers this weekend in Lambeau. So that's going to be a huge game for, you know, potential home field advantage. And, you know, the road to the Super Bowl could go through Green Bay if the Eagles don't get that game. The road to the Super Bowl could go through Philadelphia if they play well in that back-to-back Green Bay and Detroit. You know, they win both those games. They get to 8-2 with wins over those two teams. I would say we are looking at home field advantage coming through Lincoln Financial Field, especially with the win already over the Los Angeles Rams, another team that could fight for the number one seed. So the biggest two games of the season are coming up, and their offensive line just played their best football. I don't love four sacks on 24 dropbacks, but I think sometimes that is on the quarterback more than in the offensive line. But look, going up against a good front yesterday, overall, excellent day for the offensive line. Game ball number two goes to Saquon Barkley. 14 carries, 150 yards, a touchdown. It finally happened. The Saquon breakout game we've all been waiting for has arrived. Saquon Barkley is having himself a day, or had himself a day. Now, the one concern is last run of the third quarter, he pulls up lame, kind of limping a little bit, goes to the tent, never comes back in the game. So let's hope and believe, Saquon, that it was just precautionary, that he's fine, that it wasn't a big issue, that he will be good to go, and the bye week will do wonders for him. Let's hope, because that is that's a big, big deal. It is amazing how you just look at the numbers on Saquon Barkley after the game compared to before, and how they look a lot more, I wouldn't say Saquon-ish, but certainly a lot more reasonable than they did before. I mean, last year he'll probably never replicate again, but in terms of his long 65 yards, his yards per attempt, it jumped from, I think, like 3 or 3.2, whatever it was yesterday, to 4.1, which is, you know, in the last, if you go back from 2020 to now, it's been 1.8, got hurt, 3.7, 4.4, 3.9, 5.8 last year, 4.1. So if he could get to the, let's say, 4.5 area for the rest of the season, you know, or end at 4.5, and that would be the third best year or fourth best year of his career, I think I would take that. I would take that kind of bounce back the rest of it. But he looked explosive yesterday. Obviously, the offensive line got the first game ball, and they opened those holes. But it's still there. The explosiveness is still there. Now we'll see if they could do it against a big-time rush defense and a big-time defense in the Packers 2 weeks from right now. Okay, game ball number three for this one goes to Dallas Goedert. And this, for me, is more of a season achievement, lifetime achievement. Dallas Goedert doesn't get the game ball very much, but he's a heck of a player. I was adamant all spring the Eagles should clearly bring him back. It doesn't make any sense to let him go, considering the dollar amount we were talking about. And they made it work on a one-year deal. And Goddard continually, perpetually becomes that tight end that they're almost kind of ready to move off of, but not yet. And he's still productive. It's like we're doing the Zach Ertz thing all over again. But how about Goddard yesterday? Two touchdowns. And since 2015, only three tight ends have recorded seven or more receiving touchdowns in their first seven games played of a season. And that list now is Dallas Goedert right now, Travis Kelce in 2022, and Rob Gronkowski in 2015. I mean, we're talking about Hall of Famers and Dallas Goedert. Dallas Goddard's always been a red light player, always been a big game player. I've always appreciated how he blocks, and he could be good in the receiving game. We know injuries have been the bugaboo with Dallas Goedert. That's really what's kept him. And I would say also that the fact they have surrounded him with some star receiving talent in the second half of his Eagles career. But those two things have really curtailed, shut down how much he could do and how much he's been able to do in his career. But as a quality player, he's checked every box. He is a super quality football player, and he's an important one. And the Eagles made the right decision at the end of the day by making sure he was going to be on this football team for 2025. I'm glad he's here. National Tight Ends Day yesterday. Boom, catches a pair of touchdowns to cement a victory over the New York Giants. Dallas Goedert at number three. Number four for the game balls yesterday. I'm going to go with Tank Bigsby. It's probably the only chance we're going to have to give him one. How could I not give him one on that kind of performance? Tank Bigsby, who, you know, got to kind of finish that game out. He got a couple carries early, but then, you know, once.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing savings. It's easy to use, and you get cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. The brands you love pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
We all love a legendary comeback, and Degree Original Cool Rush is back and better than ever. Cool Rush isn't just a scent, it's a movement, a fan favorite that delivers bold, fresh vibes and all-day sweat protection. Whether you have a man that spends hours in the gym, heads into the office early, or is just trying to stay fresh on a long day, Cool Rush has their back. Head to your local Walmart or Target and grab Degree Cool Rush, the fan favorite scent from the world's number one antiperspirant brand.
Once Saquon, you know, couldn't stay in that game in the fourth quarter, they had to keep him in. And obviously he had to, you know, handle the load in the fourth quarter, which he did to an outstanding perspective. And he ran the football super well. I mean, we're talking about one of the most efficient games you'll ever see by a running back, getting over 100 yards. How about this? Tank Bigsby and Saquon Barkley, Tucker grabbed this stat. Third set of teammates to rush for 100 yards and average 10 yards per carry in the same game. Previously accomplished by the Lions in 1934 and the 49ers in 1954. That's a long time ago. I mean, we're talking about 71 years ago, the last time that a running back combination both averaged 10 yards per carry in the same game. So it's big time stuff there by Tank Bigsby. And you could see it yesterday. This wasn't just a trade for a kick returner. I mean, I feel better now that I watched this, because first few weeks he was here, he's dropping kick returns, and it's like, well, wait a second. This is the guy they traded multiple picks for in a year that I still think they need to go get a corner. This is the year they traded multiple picks for Tank Bigsby. It didn't seem to add up to me, but you saw the burst yesterday, and you could now kind of put two and two together. Became a numbers game in Jacksonville. Became a game in Jacksonville where it wasn't the coaching staff that drafted him. And they just didn't have a spot for him, so they shipped him to the Philadelphia Eagles for a pair of draft picks. And now it gives you some comfort going forward. We'll see what Saquon's status is when they get to Green Bay for the Monday night game on November 10th. I think we all hope he's going to play. The way he was talking to Aaron Rodgers on the field yesterday post-game seems like it was more precautionary than anything else. They're up so much. End of the third quarter. Let's just get him out of the game and not aggravate this. But I don't know. I mean, we'll see how he wakes up today and how treatment goes this week. In, out of the bye week and all that kind of stuff. But there is a chance Saquon, number one, doesn't play in that game against the Green Bay Packers. They could hold him out and kind of prioritize the stretch they have there of three games, big ones within the NFC. They have the Packers on that Monday night. Then they have the Lions on a short week Sunday night. And then they go to Dallas the following Sunday before a Black Friday game against the Chicago Bears. So they really have, in a four-week span, four NFC games, two short week games. And the first two there, major implications for top seeding in the NFC. So we'll see how the Eagles prioritize those games and the workload for Saquon. There's also a chance he does play, and he's got limited carries that night in Green Bay. He's more of a 10-carry guy than a 20-carry guy. And Bigsby's going to have to play a role in that game as well on Monday night against Green Bay. And that's a much tougher run defense than we saw yesterday, against the New York Giants. So Bigsby gets himself a game ball. And the final game ball I'm giving out, and you'll notice I do not have one for Jalen Hurts, and that is not because I didn't think he played well. I thought he played great. Very efficient. Reminded me of his games last year. Hitting big touchdown shots when called upon. Dotson, but also in the red zone and all that kind of stuff. I thought Jalen played really well. Don't love the four sacks on the 20, pass attempts, but overall, very efficient, super high passer rating. Jalen Hurts playing good football right now. I just thought these five need to be highlighted more for yesterday, and especially some names that I don't highlight very often and we don't highlight very often. And the fifth game ball this week goes to Jalen Hurts. I've been on the record saying I wasn't impressed the first month plus of the season with Jalen Hurts. It felt like he was always kind of just being pushed out of the way on the field, but never there. And the last 2 weeks have been his best two games in the NFL. The pick six last week. I thought some good pressure last week as well on Carson Wentz. And then how about today? Jalik Sun today, a career high 9 pressures, 1 sack. He was also good against the run today, which, you know, a kid his size, you wonder how he could play against the run. When they ran to his side, the Giants, only 3.8 yards per carry. He had 3 run tackles on 14 snaps against the run. But it's the 9 pressures that really stand out to me. So we're talking about 9 pressures. We're talking about the interception return for the touchdown last week. Good against the run, setting the edge. That's big-time production from a second-year, third-round pick. That is exactly what the Eagles are hoping for out of this kid. And as we go through this, and I stand firm where I was last week, I don't believe the Eagles have a tremendous need for an edge. I think the collective at edge, if, and I know it's an if they can get...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Nolan Smith to come back, and then get Nolan Smith to come back and play and be healthy the rest of the season. I don't believe there is a tremendous need for an edge rusher, because I'll have Nolan Smith, I'll have Jalik Sun. I start there. Obviously, Josh Uche is part of this thing. Brandon Graham's part of this thing. And Jahad Campbell, you're starting to see it. You saw it more yesterday with the Kobe Dean getting a lot of snaps in the middle. Jahad Campbell's future, as long as the Kobe Dean is here, feels like it's going to be more on the edge than it is no matter what in the middle. So I look at it as there's 5 edge rushers that I could get production off of, and I trust Vic Fangio to put those guys in the right spots to get that kind of production. So you add those things together between the right combination of edge, the right numbers at edge, and then you throw in Vic Fangio's presence in all this and what he's able to do, and I feel very strongly they're going to have enough at edge. Where I don't think they have enough and where they're going to need more is that corner spot. Today, because of the Eagles' pressure, because of the inefficiency of Jackson Dart, because he's a rookie, because of Vic Fangio, all that kind of stuff, on the road, today wasn't the day for a team like the Giants to pick apart and take advantage of the Eagles' weakness, which is second corner. Now, over the next few weeks, that's going to be a different story. The next 3 games coming up are games you need a second corner. The Green Bay Packers have a lot of weapons and like to spread the football out. We'll see where they are with their full receiving core and where they're at, who's out there, who's not. Christian Watson came back last night, and we know Golden, the rookie. Also, Tucker Kraft, the tight end, has become a star in his own right. So there's all those combination of things. Then after that, it's Jameson Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown. What a big-time tight end. Then after that, they go to Dallas with George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb. So they're going to need a second corner in each of the next 3 games. I expect and need Howie Roseman to go out and address that position. I'm good with – if Jalik Sun's going to play like this and Nolan Smith's coming back, I don't need to go get an edge. What I need is a second corner. I think edge is going to sort itself out with these reps and with the way Vic Fangio's could scheme it up and the pressure they're getting inside with Carter. How about Mauro Jomo? He's really coming on the way everyone thought he would as camp went through. And I said, this guy's a real player. He's ready to take over for Milton Williams. So they're getting that pressure on the inside. They're going to get enough on the outside. They got inside linebackers that could blitz. It's now about getting that corner. And that is a big, big reason for that is the play yesterday of Jalik Sun, who was awesome. So the 5 game balls for yesterday, the whole O-line, Saquon Barkley, Dallas Goedert, Tank Bigsby, and of course, Jalik Sun. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.